Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. We are at entry 21, and this entry is super special to me. It is our season finale of season one of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I cannot believe that we have already recorded 20 entries. We started recording August 2019, dropped September, and just to see where we are, I really did not foresee this thing growing into what it is. It is literally a community of fashion business owners. But for today's entry, we're going to talk about what goes into planning a multi-day event. So many of our fashionpreneurs want to do fashion shows. They want to have vendor style events. And I am in the middle, right in the core of planning the Fashionpreneur Retreat 2020. I am so excited. I know a lot of you listeners are going to be in the room, and I cannot wait to see you all and just assist you in developing your brands and your businesses overall within fashion. But I want to go over what that process looks like. We are on year four of the Fashionpreneur Retreat, and this year has been insanity when it comes to planning and organizing and making sure it's perfection. And I am a perfectionist, and I can't settle for anything less. So I am literally sitting here on about 3 hours of sleep right now. I've been on calls all day trying to organize and get official sponsorship and all types of support for the retreat to make sure it's a phenomenal experience. And I want to go into a few things that you guys want to consider when planning a multi-day event. So sit back, listen, and get ready for our finale. All right, guys. So as you know, some of you may not know, but the Fashionpreneur Retreat is a 3-day ultimate fashion business building experience held in Los Angeles. I actually had my very first event in Washington, D.C. only 4 years ago. And my very first event was when the Fashionpreneur Academy wasn't even titled yet. I was calling it the IE Fashion Academy, which was an extension of my clothing brand, Irregular Exposure. And the Irregular Exposure Fashion Academy had its first class in D.C. in a very small women-owned co-work space. And I remember selling tickets for like $80, and I had a 2-day class. It was awesome. And all of three people purchased tickets. Two of them were siblings, a sister and a brother. They had a unisex streetwear line. They were from Baltimore. They came together. And then one other young lady from Baltimore came. And I remember my friend Taylor. She came to support me and just give me feedback as I was teaching. And it was my first time teaching live. I was so nervous. But one thing about me, I taught with the same energy for three people as I do today when there's 300 people at the Fashionpreneur Retreat. So I always have given it that same extension of energy, and I always learn to treat it as such. So if you're looking to develop a event in fashion, so this is for my designers looking to do a fashion show, or if you're looking to do a pop-up shop, if you're looking to do an installation and pop-up for like 3 days in a space, no matter what it is you're looking to do. A lot of my fashion business owners that are podcasters might be considering a live podcast. There's so many styles of events, and I'm just giving you guys gems right now with different ideas. But when it comes to building an event, please do not get too hyped up on the number of ticket sales. Of course, we want this event to sell out, right? But I want you guys to give the same energy when five people purchase a ticket to your event that you would as you grow it to 100 people purchasing. And I think that's so powerful. And my best friend is behind me. I know you guys can't see her. She's hiding. But my best friend is here, and she is the person that really inspired me to start events, because she, 1 year, and she's very low-key, like Lauren London low, y'all. Y'all know Gina. She's been on our show a few times. So Gina is the founder of Project Beauty Expo, right? And I remember the first year she did her event in DC. And I remember she told me, yeah, I want to start. And she was very low about it. Like, she wasn't telling me a lot, but she was like, I'm going to start this event. It's going to be like a trade show for beauty brands. And this was right after I think she had finished esthetician school, she has a degree in marketing. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. You always have loved beauty. This is going to be great. And this was what, 4 or 5 years ago at this point? But I remember that first event and how much she put into it. And I saw the interest. And she was very, very scared to do the event. But people were there before it even started. It was insane. And I remember feeling so inspired, like, wow, what if I could do something like that for fashion? So that's what I decided to do. And here we are. She is now having this event as a multi-day event. The event is 2 days long. She's had the event in DC, then it has expanded into New York, then it has expanded into LA. And what has happened with that has been her gaining thousands of dollars in sponsorship, partnerships with Target. So what she is a prime example of really not giving up on developing an empire when it comes to multi-day events. And she is an entrepreneur, and that is her full business entity. So that really inspired me. Now, that goes to tell you guys that I'm on year four of the Fashionpreneur Retreat, right? And with the Fashionpreneur Retreat, she's really inspired me, like I was saying, with really staying the course. But that first class that I had in DC, I told you guys 3 people came. After that, about 6 months later, I did another small retreat in DC, I guess you could call it. It was a 2-day event. I had class. Tickets were a little bit more expensive. I had a tour. It was a really phenomenal, intimate experience. And that event had actually sold out. And it was only 6 months later. And I began to get testimonials for my retreat experiences. So I decided to take the retreat 3 months later to New York. And I took all of my private clients. I used to have a 12-month coaching curriculum. It's now, I kind of reformulated it, and it's just over a 90-day timeline now. But it's the exact same curriculum. And I used to teach, more updated version, but I used to teach this curriculum over a year's timeline privately to emerging and aspiring fashion business owners. And I remember taking those women to New York privately for 3 days. We went to fashion shows. We had classes, workshops. We had an amazing garment district tour. It was just phenomenal. And I remember Christine Dow, another amazing fashion business coach. She guided our tour for us in New York. It was during Fashion Week. We got to go to Fashion Week. One of our clients actually, she was able to showcase her brand a year later in London because of the show we went to. We went to Oxford Fashion Week, which is an amazing emerging designer show. And she was able to showcase her brand about 8 months later in London with them. So that was amazing. She had a write-up with New York Fashion Week online. It was amazing. So these events have turned into something that's bigger than me. And every year around this time, I start to lose my brain. Things get really stressful because we are in the middle of planning. We're only 7 weeks away from year 4 of the Fashionpreneur Retreat. But those moments remind me of my why, right? And the client that showed during Fashion Week is Erin Waters. So if you guys check it out on Instagram, it's Erin Waters. And that's A-E-R-N Waters. And the line is a beautiful accessory line. They have a little bit of clothing, but mostly accessories. And I think one thing that I really learned after that showing, well, after the first retreat that we actually did in New York, I learned that this has to be bigger. And New York is a very funny city when it comes to fashion. It's very corporate. At least my experience wasn't, it wasn't supportive as the West Coast is from an entrepreneurial standpoint. And I love the East Coast. I know I'm from Baltimore. I literally used to go to New York every other weekend for Fashion Bomb daily networking events and all types of opportunities. New York Fashion Week is still the hub of fashion. Let's be clear. New York is the home of fashion when it comes to the capital within the U.S. But when it comes to entrepreneurial endeavors, I felt like opportunity was a little easier in L.A. So I decided to try my hand at doing the retreat in Los Angeles. I moved it to L.A. three years ago. And I remember having just 50 tickets available. We did a 2-day event. It was fabulous. And I remembered, okay, we have to make this bigger now. So year three. Last year, we ended up almost selling out within the first 90 days. Then we sold out before the new year had hit. And then we had to continue to add more tickets. So we kept selling out, and it was the most phenomenal event. The programming was beautiful. Day one, we have this amazing garment district tour. We have two different tours now where we take some clients that are interested in learning how to become buyers or learn how to connect with vendors. They're not really sure, and they're in the very beginning phase of wholesale buying. If you've gone to the fashion district, I'm not going to ever lie to you. If you've gone to the district and bought wholesale, then you don't need to go on the wholesale tour. This is for the beginner that does not know anything about this district. When I first started in this industry, I didn't know there was places that I could actually go and purchase cash and carry for wholesale. My clients know about this within the program, but I didn't know that that existed. So I had never knew that there was a district and I could buy outside of trade shows. So if you do not know anything about what I'm talking about, you need to be in that room. All right. So you need to be a part of that wholesale tour. Within the wholesale tour, you guys are going to be going into showrooms, learning how to purchase cash and carry, learning how to actually style as a buyer. I think a lot of buyers fail to realize that you are a stylist at the end of the day. You're putting together full looks, and you guys want to get into the mindset of not just buying one product because it's a cute top. You want to get into the mindset of buying per customer. You want to see a certain return on your investment per customer, right? So instead of just buying that nice, you know, really cute sequin top, you want to make sure that you find the leather pants to go with that top and maybe the blazer that's going to go over my shoulders to create a full look. And that's how you sell that product, right? You want to sell with the upsell in mind. And that's what we want to make sure you guys understand within this tour. So it's not just about you guys going and building relationships with vendors. That is not that hard. I'm not going to lie to you. But what is hard is understanding how to style when you guys are going into these showrooms. And that's where a lot of young brands fail. They buy a lot of simplistic product that we can find at so many competitors, and they're not great at buying. You have to become a great buyer. So if you are struggling with buying, you might already be a boutique owner, but your product isn't selling off the shelves. People are not really, you know, interested in your product. You probably need a little help with understanding how to buy. And that skill set is really going to be attained at the Fashionpreneur Retreat. So you might want to consider the wholesale tour with my very good friend, Shay Elizabeth. She's an amazing wholesale buyer. She owns a brand called LYS Boutique. She lives out here in LA, but she also has her storefront in LA. She's in the process of doing so many other new things that she'll be sharing very soon. But all of it is expansion wise, and all of it goes back into her being a master at buying. She is great at what she does. And I'm so excited for you guys to learn from somebody that has seen such success, such a great ROI. She's somebody that really has taken me to the fashion district and shown me so much before. Another great buyer. You guys know Nicole Linnell used to do our tour for the past 2 years. Another amazing, phenomenal seven-figure earner that's a buyer. So we love to see where women are going with buying. Nicole is going more into like design now, which is so awesome. But Shay is somebody that really has the foundation 100% reliant on being a buyer. She has design here and there, but she is a buyer. And that's what I want you guys to have this year. So we just want you guys to understand the importance of being a master at buying. So I'm so excited for you guys to have this amazing tour with Shay this year. And I'm so excited for just the continued growth. There are so many people that start out buying and move into design, right? Like I just said, Nicole did that. I was somebody that really sucked at buying, like really, really bad. And I remember going to the district with both of them. I remember Shay taking me to trade shows, literally calling me and saying, hey, let's go to New York. There's a show tomorrow. And she would take me. I remember one time I went to New York. The very next day she called me and I went with a suitcase. I did not know what I was doing. I just thought I was going to be cashing and carrying. That is not how it works at trade shows, guys. I didn't know what I was doing yet. So that is why it's important that you guys have masters guiding and teaching you and mentoring you. And I'm her guide when it comes to design, right? So I think that's imperative that you guys understand that. So I'm really excited about what's happening for year four. Also this year, I'll be guiding, as always, my manufacturing tour. Now what's different about this year is that we've separated the tours. Okay. So not only are we having a three-day event, but we're having two separate events in the same day. So some people will be on tour A with Shay, learning wholesale buying, learning how to price their products, learning how to upsell inventory, learning the entire process of discounting inventory. That's what they'll be learning with Shay. With me, you guys will be learning how to design your collection. It might not be your first collection, but you'll understand how to design your collections, even if it is your first. If you are a women's wear or men's wear garment designer. If you are looking to understand how to develop accessories such as handbags, you need to be on my tour. If you have a concept in your brain and you are just a supernatural creative like me, I'm actually wearing one of my pieces right now that I love to create fantasy through fashion, and fantasy sells. I don't do anything simplistic. If I want simplicity, I'll just buy wholesale. So with my tour, you guys are going to be in actual factories. You guys will understand how to source your actual fabric. Everything within our brand is handpicked, and then we go through the process of sample making, cutting, size grading, marking. It's a whole process that we've been able to master, and I'm so excited to guide you guys through that process. And you guys will also hear from my head of production, Linnea Q. You guys might have met her last year as well. She's amazing, and she operates all of our production of our products. So we do not buy wholesale at all. So you guys are going to be learning from the master of design herself. If I have to just, you know, say that, I gotta say it is who I am. So I'm excited to guide you guys through that process. Then on top of that, I'm going to at some point try to take a second to eat, and hopefully you guys will be able to eat. And then we're going to have a pitch competition, and we're super elated about this pitch comp because we're going to be giving away money as well as a full scholarship to my coaching program. We did this last year for a very, 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 very amazing woman by the name of Cecily McDowell. Cecily attended the retreat. I gifted her with a free ticket to the retreat. You guys may have heard from her. We did an episode together. We did an entry a few weeks back, and it was so powerful. And we then, while at the retreat, gifted her with a full scholarship to my program. She's going to be coming back so you guys can hear her story this year. And she's going to be sharing with you guys where she is a year later. Not only is she a full-time entrepreneur now within the fashion industry, but she left her job within exactly 90 days of starting our curriculum. So that goes to speak for itself, right? So you guys, we're going to be gifting somebody with that same experience again. So we're going to be really, really taking our time to pick the right person this year. We're going to do a pitch competition. We're going to have five finalists that are going to be able to showcase. So if you already registered, check your email. You got that pitch competition information. So we're giving away some money. We have some really, really, really phenomenal judges in the room. We have Janelle from Retail Boss Inc. She's amazing. She's a content creator. She's also a guide through the fashion industry. We also have the amazing Brittany Turner, co-founder of Sorella Boutique, one of my favorite brands in the world. Like, I literally look up to this brand. I'm watching what they do all the time, and I'm so inspired by them. So to have Britt in the room is going to be so powerful. They're a multi-million dollar black-owned brand as well. So shout out to her and Heather, co-founders of an amazing brand. She's going to be there assisting me in choosing the right winner. We also have Duke, founder of Law 17. He's an amazing influence, and I'm so proud to have a black man on the panel helping us make that decision. And then we're going to pick the winner and announce them that will be announced 2 days later. I'll tell you more about that in a second. So that's all of day one. You guys see how many events is in day one? That's just day one. So that's three events. It's going to consist of tours. It consists of us having to make sure there's lunch available for everybody. We have to consider if there's anybody with dietary restrictions. We have to consider that there's buses to make sure everybody can get around. We have to consider everything. Everything. We have to make sure there's water available. There's so many details just on day one. Okay. Then day two, we're going to have classes and workshops for over 8 hours. The classes don't stop. We have speakers every single 45 minutes to an hour. They are all guys that I personally know. These are not people that have been hired to speak. These are my business associates, my friends, my lawyers, my marketing directors. These are the people that are involved in my processes to develop my brand. So this is not an event that is about women's empowerment and we're going to come and kind of talk about some fluff. This is an educational event. And what I want to make sure is that everybody leaves with the same opportunities that I have. And I think that it's so empowering that this is an event where you guys are learning my exact sequence. This is not something where I'm just giving you something to buy into. You're learning the sequence that I'm taking every day. There's nothing I learned that I don't teach my clients. As soon as I mastered Facebook ads and marketing ads, I immediately made a 6-hour class for my clients and taught them live. And now it's available to my clients within my program. So that is what I'm now bringing live to the retreat. So there's so many things that you guys are going to have, from workshops with Kelsey Ashley, an amazing stylist, to classes with me, classes with my accountant, to understand how we separate my budgeting. You guys are really going to understand this. Like, you're going to leave with every single system that I use every single day to grow and flourish my business into empires. So I'm really excited about that. And it's not just about product-based businesses. We're going to also learn how to develop services, which is so powerful. So shout out to those stylists and consultants that are looking to develop. Then we're going to finally rest that evening. And then day three, we're going to go get our hair and makeup done, get all prepped. And day three is one of my most amazing favorite days. We started this day, we added this third day in last year, and is the Fashionpreneur Awards Gala. This is where we award all of our 90-day intensive clients that have finished the curriculum, and we give them an award because it is such an investment for you to invest into my company, to believe in it. You guys could have gone to any college to learn this curriculum. You guys could have, you know, chose anywhere, but the fact that you chose to invest in a 28-year-old black woman that developed this from her mama's basement, I take that very seriously. So I want to celebrate you, and that's what it's about. It's not about me that day. We're also going to award the winner of the pitch competition that day, and we love to theme this gala. So we're really, really excited, because this year is another formal event, but it's going to be sneakers and formal attire. So no heels allowed. If you know me, you know I love a good sneaker. I mean, I really hate wearing heels. I wore some last night and my daggone leg hurt, y'all. I can't do this no more. I can't. So I want us to all be comfortable. I want us to wear sneakers and gowns. And that's what we're doing. I want my fellas to be in their three-piece suits and their sneakers and their J's. Like, that's what we want. And then we're going to celebrate the night away. We're going to have a bar. We're going to have drinks. We're going to celebrate. And we're going to celebrate those clients that are now fashion business owners, fashionpreneurs that are developing. And we're definitely going to celebrate that winner that has that financing and my educational support to develop their line. So y'all just saw how many different events I just told you about. That was at least 15 minutes of events. So what goes into doing this? Well, the first thing I want you guys to know that this is not cheap. This event costs me around $50,000 to $60,000 to pull off every year. This is not an event that's about making money. Our tickets are not cheap, and I hope you guys understand why. So our VIP tickets are around $987. And this is an investment. And I know it's an investment that people have to fly out and do all these things. But guys, I just went to an event with Master P last week that cost me $2,500. So, and I still had to get a hotel and drive to Vegas with a broke leg. My leg was so messed up. It's not actually broke, but my leg is messed up. So I got bit while taking my nephew to Universal Studios and to Santa Monica Pier. I got bit by a spider and I had an allergic reaction, and I decided to put a lidocaine patch on top to try to numb the pain. And guess who's allergic to lidocaine? So I had an allergic reaction on an allergic reaction, all while building this retreat, y'all. So I've been peg legging it trying to get this together. So I went to this event last week, and I paid a good chunk of money. And I want you guys to know the one day ticket just to talk to Master P was $800. So you guys are getting an experience for $997 and leaving with all the resources. I don't think you guys realize how discounted that is. This program used to be $17,000. So for you guys to get this three-day access for $997, it's an investment that's going to be able to overflow for a lifetime. Imagine if Cecily, who won the scholarship last year and is now a full-time business owner, didn't get her flight and hotel. You know what I'm saying? So get in your mindset of understanding that you're investing into the events, and the power of events also lies within the network that's going to be there. There are so many people in your shoes that could be your co-founders, like Brittany and Heather Saunders of Sorella, right? Like, there are so many people in the room that could probably guide and assist you. So I think it's super important that you guys consider the opportunities that are really just waiting for you when you get to LA within this community that we're building. So yeah, the first thing that I want you guys to consider when planning an event is you want to be early as possible. One thing I've learned with sponsors and attempting to get sponsorship, you have to be a year in advance, honestly. Like, literally as soon as this event ends, we're planning the next year. So you have to be very early. You have to keep track of your statistics. How did your vendors do? Did they sell out of product? I've never been the business owner that wants to have vendors that don't sell. I never want to advertise vendors, hey, come vend here and not make money. I want to make sure everybody's doing well. I know last year all of our vendors sold very well. And that's something we wanted to highlight. We included our vendors in the room, and we want to make sure that we're doing that. So we're really, really excited to have amazing vendors and exhibitors again, but we're really focusing on them. We have a timeline put aside just to shop and support them. So make sure that you're giving support to those sponsors. Vendors are sponsors. Give support to them. Shout them out. Let them know that you appreciate them. Advertise them before the event. Post them on social media. Send email blasts. So there's marketing that goes into just having the sponsors. Sponsors need a lot of information from you, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of pitching. Believe me, that's what led me to Master P's event, just trying to attain that support. So I think it's very important, guys, that you are willing to go to the next level for that support and to build your network. It's all a relationship game with sponsorship. Another thing that goes into events is making sure no detail is left behind. I want to make sure that clients and attendees are coming for an experience when they get here. I don't want you to come into white walls. I want you to come into experiences where you can build content, experiences where you feel like you are living out your dreams. I want you to be excited when you get off that plane and you get to LA. So make sure that you are really invested in the experience. Even if it's a one-day event, make sure that there's, think about people's needs, food, drinks, right? Water. Think about people's needs. Don't be so invested in the profit that you forget to invest in your people that have invested in you, right? So I think that's so powerful. So be willing to give people more than what they asked for. If they paid $1,000 for the ticket, they should feel like they should have paid $2,500. I always want you to feel like you got a discount because it was that great. And that's my job, to make sure it's that great. So over the next 7 weeks, I'm going to be focusing on the Fashionpreneur Retreat and making sure it's that great. We're finishing up a few details. We got everything together, but I wanted to add a few more tour stops for both tours. Me and Shay have a few meetings set up to go over our curriculums that we're guiding, making sure there's no detail left behind. We're finishing up some details, and I got to figure out what I'm wearing. I need my gown for the gala, and I'm going to be sketching that tonight. So I got to figure out what I'm wearing. I got to figure out all that. I forgot to think about me and take care of me in this process, but I'll find time for that. So there's a lot, guys, that I'm going to be focusing on. So I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break from the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but do not worry. I'll be still dropping a lot of great content. You guys will get some prayers from me. You'll get some good information and some updates. But I want you guys to really take this time to continue to go back and retrieve any information. There are so many entries here, and there's a lot of data that's been discussed. There's a lot of guests, co-hosts that I've had. There's a lot of information that I've shared with you guys. So I want you guys to know that during this time, I'm focusing on making that event a success, but also focusing in on my clients. It's the new year, so I want to make sure that their quarter one is phenomenal and they're planning out what the rest of their year looks like. I've been for the past 2 months planning what 2020 looks like. I started planning in October, and then I kind of revised, and we just did a lot of new things at a regular exposure. We hired two marketing agencies, one of them being my BFF's marketing company. Now she only focuses on beauty brands, but I was like, pretty please, can I be your only fashion client? So she took me on, and then we have another marketing agency that's doing our ads and our data research. So we have a lot that we have to do to make sure that they're successful to do their job, and that's something that's very important when hiring. You have to give people what they need to actually be successful. So I need to take that time to focus on developing content and making sure our marketing agencies are able to do their jobs. Linnea, head of production, she is growing, and we're growing with, like, just increasing so much in sales. Like, God has been working so much this year through a regular exposure already. This is an amazing month in sales. I can't believe I was looking at our Shopify today before we got on, and we are hitting new numbers. I don't know if you guys just saw, but we got copied by Fashion Nova. We get copied by a lot of fashion boutiques and brands and really just wholesalers for the most part. So I don't take it personal when I see a lot of boutiques that purchase wholesale with our stuff, because they may not have heard of us and they're just buying from a wholesaler that copied us. So they may not know. And wholesalers copy all types of fashion brands, high end, emerging. So I don't really take that to heart. But Fashion Nova, we all know that they're known for copying. and that's a problem. So we saw that they copied our product and we turned it into a marketing opportunity. And because I have an amazing marketing team, we were able to flip that in a matter of like 30 minutes. And that was our top grossing day in history. All right, top grossing day in history. So thank you, Fashion Nova, for the copy. Keep that energy because we're going to keep ours. And we went straight at them. We didn't, you know, do any subs. We literally said F Fashion Nova and we put it into a marketing tactic. We gave a discount code. It was perfect because it was on MLK Day for the blacks. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I wanted to focus in on was minorities within fashion. And I turned it into an opportunity. So IE is growing. It's growing in opportunity. It's growing in visibility. Fashion Nova blocked us. They had already blocked us. So we're being seen. You know, we ended up getting a lot of, we got a good amount of free media and so many reposts, so many shares. Like, people know about our brand that never knew before, and it just gained so much support. And we just have to focus in on that. So I'll be focused on that over the next few months as well. Really few weeks, because we're only a few weeks away from the retreat. But my main focus right now is the retreat. So I'm going to be taking that time to devote my life to it. I was up till 3 a.m. a couple days ago. Yesterday, I was on 4 hours of sleep. It doesn't stop. And I have to make sure this is immaculate. So when I see any opportunity to assist in making this event amazing, that's what I'm going to do. So when you guys are planning your events, look out for who else you can bring in to build relationships. Pay attention to dates. Make sure you're not doing events the same day as any other major event that could hinder your event attendance. Pay attention to that type of stuff. Pay attention to detail. No detail left behind. Pay attention to venues, parking. Pay attention to sponsorship. Learn the process to gain sponsors. It is such a process. And, you know, I'd like to hire experts within that. Pay attention to the reporting after the event, post-event information. So it is a lot of work, and I'm literally planning like 10 events in one within this 3-day immaculate event, and I'm just going to be focused over the next few weeks. So that's what I wanted to focus on today. I want you guys to definitely get your tickets to the Fashionpreneur Retreat if you have not done so yet. Tickets are online at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. I want to see you in Los Angeles, California, love. Out on bed, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Okay, and then I definitely want to remind you guys to make sure. Ken is laughing at me right now. I don't see the problem. Are you done? You guys will meet Ken at the Fashionpreneur Retreat too. He's our videographer and he's amazing. And we have a shoot tomorrow. And he just got back from like a 10-week trip in China. No, Africa. And then he's going to China next month. When are you here? We have to shoot. Can we talk about our schedule? Okay, thanks. So we got a lot going on. We got a lot happening, y'all. So I'm going to be focusing in on all of those amazing things. Season 2 is going to be amazing. We have a lot planned for season 2. So I'm so excited about the Fashionpreneur Diaries. One thing about me is I'm consistent. We have made sure that you guys have gotten a new entry every single Monday. So we're going to keep that same energy. So season 2 will be dropping in June. We're going to take a couple months right after the retreat. The retreat is like planning a 3-day wedding. Okay, and I've never been married, so I don't even know what that's. I don't know. Y'all can take me to the courthouse after this, okay? Because this retreat is too much. So, after the retreat this year, I'm really excited. I'm going to be taking a really nice vacation somewhere really tropical, and I'm going to take that time to just be on vacation, and then I'm going to go home and visit my family in Philly and in Baltimore. You know, I'm from Baltimore, but my sister, my mom, they live in Philly, so I'm going to go up to Philly. I'm going to go home for a little bit. I'm going to just get my mental sanity back, and then we're going to get back into the gist of things, and I'll have so many new experiences to fill you guys in on because we'll be a few months in with marketing and our marketing agency, so I can let you guys know how that's going. We'll be a few months in with our new expansion of A Regular Exposure. We'll be a few months out post-event from the Fashionpreneur Retreat. So we'll have so much to talk about. And I'm excited to bring some of the top-of-the-line guests. I'm going to be bringing my brother in season 2. I talked about him, and he was actually at the Fashionpreneur Retreat last year. And I told my story of how my brother technically was my first investor. He told me, like, look, you need to leave this job. My brother's a real estate investor, and he sat me down one day and was like, you need to leave your 9-to-5, like, now. You can do this full time. You have everything you need. So if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be at. I really don't. So my brother invested $10,000 into me. I made it back in the first 24 hours. I tried to give it back to him and he told me to keep it. I don't need it. So that's a different type of investor right there. So I'm going to be bringing my brother in so he can share his story of how he chooses to invest in businesses, because my brother just didn't give me money. He made me do a whole business plan. He made me go to the bank to see about credit card funding. My brother does not just give me money because I'm a little sis. Like, I don't have that story at all. My brother's a businessman. Like, my brother has flown out here and we've gone over business concepts and he's like, I can't invest in it. I think you need to consider A, B, and C. So we're going to talk about investing and what that looks like, and what you guys need to consider when looking for investing. And my brother, how it works for him being an angel investor, because he doesn't just invest in properties and real estate, but he also invests in minority-owned businesses. So he loves to support businesses. So you're going to hear from him. You guys will see Gina again. Big G will be back in the building. Okay, so you guys will hear a lot about marketing and so many new things that have happened with marketing. Like I said, we have so much happening with the regular exposure and marketing. That is our focus. That is what we're devoted to. So season two is going to be like beast mode. We have so many other surprise guests that I cannot wait to share with y'all, but we're getting more nitty gritty into the fashion industry. I'm bringing out some of the best of the back. I'm sorry, best of the best when it comes to fashion within our community. And I'm so excited about who's coming out this summer to make it a hit. So I will definitely holla at you guys in season two. I'm about to go into hibernation. When I get in this mode, y'all about to get the Beyonce mode out of me. Like, It's big dog time, okay? So when y'all see me again, y'all are gonna be witnessing the most powerful event that I've ever put on, with the help of so many amazing people. So get ready for the 4th annual Fashionpreneur Retreat. That's the next time y'all gonna hear from me, and it's gonna be fire. So I will see you there, guys. Thank you again for listening to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope that I helped you a little bit with building your multi-day event, if that's something you're considering. But yeah, it's hibernation season. I holla back in season two, y'all.